Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Let's go over a couple things. First of all, no spoilers, but... Well, actually, maybe this is a tiny spoiler.
I mean, it's been almost a week. Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
It's almost been a week, so...
All right, so here's the deal with Game of Thrones. Everybody that watched the finale was like, ooh, maybe there's going to be an Arya Stark spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, the executives over at HBO have no plans to dive into any of that anytime soon.
Really?
Yeah. The programming president of HBO made it clear in a new interview that Arya especially would not be getting her own show. Sorry. He said, sorry. Not doing it.
I mean, did he explain why? Does he not think there'd be enough fan appreciation?
I'm not sure why. I mean, I don't know if he went into more detail, but... It could be any number of things. I know that they are planning prequels. Maybe they're going to plan some kind of sequel, but it probably will not have anything to do with the current cast of characters.
You know? Well, we did a 30-minute breakdown of the Game of Thrones finale. We did a special episode of Miguel and Holly Uncensored. It's our podcast that we do every week. And we had to do an extra special one this week.
Yes.
And you can listen to it on the Hot 101.5 website. Or if you have an iPhone on your little podcast app, just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Yes, perfect. All right, this is such an odd story. So Natalie Portman, actress extraordinaire, she... is having to rebuff Moby. I don't know if you know who Moby is. He's like a singer, DJ thing guy. He's older, and it's fine.
It's from back in the day.
It is from back in the day. But it's relevant because he, for some reason, put out recently that, you know, when he was older and Natalie Portman was like 20, they dated for a short time. And he's like, I really enjoyed that, blah, blah. Well, then Natalie Portman yesterday was like, let me make one thing clear. I was 18. We were not dating. Oh. We were hanging out, and he gave off a creepy vibe. To which Moby then had this to say about it. So, and I'm like, why? Why are you doing this? So he's like, I'm confused. As we did, in fact, date. After briefly meeting in 1999, we remained friends for years. I like Natalie, but to be honest, I can't figure out why she would actively misrepresent the truth about our involvement. So anyway, he's saying, yes, we absolutely did date. And with that story... he posted a picture of the two of them from back then.
Oh, he said I got receipts.
But I would like for you to look at Natalie Portman's face, Miguel, in this photo and be like, this looks like someone who is insanely uncomfortable.
Yeah, she has that Chrissy Teigen awkward, like, hey, guys. That doesn't look like two people dating. That looks like a fan at a show.
Yes.
With the DJ after so they like, just had lots of vodka tonics.
Moby, why would you even post this? It looks like she's petrified. I don't know. Anyway, so I just feel like the more you hear about that story, I just feel like Moby may be exaggerating. I don't know. And then also, let's talk Cardi B, who yesterday we talked about the fact that she had to postpone some shows this month to heal from her liposuction, her breast augmentation, and everybody thought, oh, well, this might not be good for her. It, in fact, did the opposite. She, the story went up yesterday that she's postponing shows, and then she rescheduled shows for the fall, and the tickets what sold out almost immediately.
Yeah.
So she's actually doing better off than she would have if she had been, you know, doing the show in the first place.
I mean, sometimes you need to take some time away, especially when you're Cardi B and you're at the top of your game and everybody wants a piece of you. It's sort of, oh gosh, and I don't even know why I went down this route.
Oh,
it's
no.
Sort of like economics with supply and demand.
Did you just bust out economics? I haven't thought about that since 12th grade.
So here's what happens is the more that you put out and the more that people have, you know, it doesn't really work.
The demand isn't there because there's a lot of supply.
Right, but when you don't have a lot to give out, then the demand goes up. And so that's...
economics.
Huh. That's why I've never been asked to speak at a graduation. Got it.
All right. right, and finally, there is new music from 5 Seconds of Summer today.
Yes.
We will be debuting it at 8 o'clock on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.